South End apparently is suffering from growth pains, judging by the sudden proliferation of storage units down here. Further up island, they build fancy heated units and offer free use of a pickup truck to help haul stuff to their hot rented cubicles. We used to use the old pickups as our storage units. That and beat up campers, unused truck canopies, chicken coops, fallen down barns, well houses, just about anything with a roof that only moderately leaked. And sometimes we just stored our overflow back behind the hacienda under those festive blue tarps that added a blast of color to the blackberry jungles beyond. Folks figure it's better to stash their overload than donate it to the thrift stores or haul it to the dump. I got a friend who's a certified hoarder, what we used to call a pack rat before the medical community analyzed it and labeled it and declared it a subcategory of neuropathy, who filled his shack floor to ceiling, porch to mudroom, and now rents space at the newly opened South End Storage Solutions. Only costs him $150 a month, he says, but he may need to rent another unit pretty soon, which would put it in competition for a second mortgage. Storage units are the dry dock equivalent of boat moorage. Folks think they'll use them again, either the boat or their stuff, then pay for the privilege of ownership month after month, year after year. I had a pal, landlubber Larry, who parked a racing catch he was intending to restore to full glory in the Everett Marina. Paid $90,000 in moorage fees, then couldn't even give the boat away when destitution arrived at his door. I guess folks think someday they'll build a bigger house or a new addition to park their belongings, but until then, why not store it at the South End Storage Solutions? Trouble is, it's an expensive solution. Be cheaper, really, to build the addition. Be way cheaper to do like the rest of us. Just put it next to the blackberries and let them take care of it. That's the real South End Storage Solution.